I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. The Vermont Agency of Agriculture is set to consider new rules for how farms drain water off their fields using subsurface tile systems. Environmental groups are concerned that these systems could increase nutrient and sediment pollution in Lake Champlain. They say no new tile drainage should be installed until the rules are in place. VPR's Melody Beaudet reports.
The new rules regulating farms aren't in effect yet, and Lake Champlain Committee staff scientist Mike Winslow says farmers are installing an increasing number of tile drainage systems, especially in Franklin County, and no permitting or mapping is required.
We know that there's a lot of phosphorus coming out of tile drains and that it's in a form that is really available for algae growth, and so we're concerned about it as a source of pollution that is currently not regulated by the required agricultural practices.
Winslow says there should be a moratorium on new tile drainage systems until more is known about potential nutrient loss. But farmers say the tile drainage systems may actually help prevent runoff by keeping soil drier. Paul Bourbeau is the president of the Franklin County Farm Bureau.
When you get your next rainfall, you've got soil that is ready to absorb that rain instead of the water running off into an open ditch. For decades, quite literally decades, we were told that the only way the phosphorus ended up in the lake was by soil runoff.
Bourbeau says a moratorium on tile drainage would put Vermont farmers at a disadvantage. While the systems are expensive to install, they can help increase crop yield and quality, and some research says they might reduce soil runoff and soil erosion. Eric Young is research agronomist at the Miner Institute in Chazy, New York. He says the systems help the soil hold on to phosphorus. But, he says, under certain conditions, tile drains can lose nutrients.
When you get these cracks in these clay soils, you can have these cracks that run all the way down to the tile drains. Right, and so you can imagine if you were to apply fertilizer or manure under those conditions, and then you get a big rainfall event, right? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that some of that stuff could get flushed down into the tile drain.
Young says more needs to be known about how phosphorus loss from tiled fields compares to fields that don't use subsurface drainage.
Everyone wants to say tile drains are bad or good, you know, type of thing for water quality, but unfortunately it's way too much of a simplification to say that, because what we're finding, each field or set of fields in a particular location, you know, they act accordingly. Their behavior depends on, you know, the landscape and the soil type and the slope, and as well as the management and, you know, how much manure a field has had over the years, you know, how long it's been in corn.
And Young says the vast majority of phosphorus loss comes from soil erosion, not tile drains. Later this month, the Agriculture Agency and the Agency of Natural Resources will submit an interim report on tile drainage to the legislature. For VPR News, I'm Melody Beaudet.